A very wonderful morning to my esteemed listener. I am Yemi Graceman Adoluju, Lead Pastor, Lighthouse International Christian Center, Samonde UI Road, Ibadan, Nigeria, welcoming you to today's edition of our program, Daily Impact. For our meditation and discussions, we're considering the Word of God from the book of the prophet Isaiah, chapter number 42. Verses 8 and 9, and Isaiah chapter 43, verses 18 and 19. I am reading from the New International Version of the Bible. The scripture says, I am the Lord, that is my name. I will not yield my glory to another or my praise to idols. See, the former things have taken place, and new things I declare. Before they spring into being, I announce them to you. Isaiah chapter 43, verses 18 and 19. Forget the former things. Do not dwell on the past. See, I am doing a new thing. Now it springs up. Do you not perceive it? I am making a way in the wilderness and streams in the wasteland. What a beautiful promise of God for you and for me this new month. We know the number 8 is the number of a new beginning, new things. And so this month, God wants new things to begin to show up in your life. And I want you to get set, get ready for manifestation of new things in your life, in your family, in your business, and in everything that concerns you. God is the God of new things. Any life without new things will be a very boring life. And look at your life since the year 2023 started. How many new things can you point to in your life? How many new experiences have you recorded? What new testimonies have you shared? Don't forget, life is boring, unexciting, and unfulfilling without new things. In our passage of consideration, Isaiah chapter 42 precisely, and in verse number 8, God put his integrity at stake. He said, I am the Lord. That is my name. God here is putting his integrity at stake. God said, behold, I am doing a new thing. See it, be alert, be present. I am about doing something new. He said, for I am about to do something new in your life. There is a new thing. As a matter of fact, there are new things that God will make happen in your life, in your family, in your destiny, in your business, this new month and beyond. Get set for a new thing. Everything that God does in a man's life must first be seen. That man must see what God is doing before God makes it happen. God said, I am declaring you it to you before I make it up. Anything God wants to do, he announces to his people. He wants his people to see them. See this new thing I am about to do in your life. I am announcing it before I bring it to manifestation. New things. Get ready for new things in your life and in your destiny. What are the new things that God intends to do in your life and in my life this month and beyond? Number one, God will give you a new name. A new name is coming for you in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. He will give you a new name. In Isaiah chapter 62, verse number 2, the Bible says, the nations will see your vindication and the kings your glory. You will be called by a new name that the mouth of the Lord will bestow. The nation will see your vindication. You will be vindicated. I don't know what name life has called you. I don't know what name your experiences in life have given to you. I don't know what name the situations of your life have given to you. I don't know what name people are calling you, but God is going to do something new that will give you a new name. The man Bartimaeus was called blind Bartimaeus because of his situation, but God changed his name. God removed the prefix blind from his name. He changed his name. And so God is going to give you a new name. He's going to vindicate you. Your vindication will be seen by the nations, and all kings will see your glory, and this will bring about a new name in your life. Your glory is about to burst forth, to break forth. God is going to make it happen. So get set. He's giving you a new name. Every stigma, every negative name affixed to your destiny, to your life, will be removed by reason of the new thing that God will make happen in your life. And these blessings and these visitations of God will give you a new name which the mouth of the Lord himself shall name, a new name which the mouth of the Lord will bestow upon your life and upon your destiny. Get ready for a new name. Number two, God will give you a new song. You are going to sing a new song this month and beyond. In the book of Psalms, chapter number 40, and in verse number 3, the Bible says, He put a new song in my mouth, a hymn of praise to our God. Many will see and fear the Lord and put their trust in Him. God is going to give you a new song. Get ready, dear brothers and sisters, never mind the experiences of your life at the moment. Never mind what is happening to you at the moment. I keep saying to people who care to listen, and I believe you are listening, never mind what is happening. Mind what is written. Let your focus, let your gaze, let your attention, let your confidence and faith be on what God has said, what is written about you, not what is happening to you at the moment. What is happening can never in any way prevent what is written from coming to pass. What is happening to you right now is a temporary thing. What is written is what is permanent and what is real. God is going to give you a new song, a hymn of praise. You're going to sing a hymn of praise, and many will see and fear the Lord. And because of your testimony, because of the new thing or things in your life, many will put their trust in the name of the Lord. Number three, God will give you a new address. There's going to be a change of location for you. In Acts of the Apostles, chapter 3, verse number 2 and verse number 9, a lame man that was placed at the entrance of the temple called Beautiful was taken there on a daily basis to beg for alms. He was asking for alms. He was a beggar. And people carried him to that gate on a daily basis. An event happened one day. He had an encounter with God in the life of Peter and John, who were going to the temple to pray. And they said to him, "We don't have silver to give you. We don't have gold. But we have something, what we are giving. In the name of Jesus, rise up and walk." This man got up and left the gate of the temple, never to return there again. His address changed. And that's exactly what God is saying. I am going to give to you a change of address. What people have known you with, the negative they have known you with, the negative things and the negative place you have been identified with, God is going to change your address. People will look for you in that same situation and they won't see you there anymore. You are changing address. You are changing location. You are changing position. That negative experience won't be yours anymore because God is changing your address. God is changing things about you and is giving you a new address. Number four, we're going to have a new testimony. God is going to turn around the captivity of your Zion, and you're going to be like they that dream. In Psalm 126, beginning from verse number 1 through to verse number 3, the scripture says, "When the Lord restored the fortunes of Zion, we were like those who dreamed. Our mouths were filled with laughter, our tongues with songs of joy. Then it was said among the nations, 'The Lord has done great things for them. The Lord has done great things for us, and we are filled with joy.'" God is going to restore your fortune. You are going to be like those who dream. By reason of what God is going to do, there will be restoration. Everything you have lost before this year started and since the year began, God is going to restore, and you are going to rejoice. You will be like those who dream. It shall be miracle like a dream. Like a dream, you will wonder if what you are experiencing is real. God is not a man that he should lie. He's not the son of a man that he should repent. What he has said he will do, he will make happen for you. God is the God of new things. Get ready for new things this month. There shall be new things in your life. New things. You will christen new things in the name of Jesus. Let us pray. Lift your voice and pray. Say, "Father, do new things in my life this month. Give me a new name. Let me sing a new song. Give me a new testimony. Give me a new address, a new location in the name of Jesus. Lift up your voice and pray. I ask, oh God, that you will give me a new name. Let me sing a new song. Let my address change for good. Give me new testimonies. Lord, turn around my captivity. Restore my lost fortunes by the power of your Spirit in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' precious name. I'd like you to lift up your voice and pray. Father, let everything I have lost be restored to me in the name of Jesus. Let every opportunity I have lost be restored to me. Every build, every chance, every money, every contract, everything I have lost, every relationship I have lost, let everything I have lost be restored to me in the name of Jesus. Lift up your voice and pray for restoration. I pray, eternal God, let everything that I have lost be restored to me by the power of your Spirit. You are the God of restoration. Restore the fortunes of my Zion in the name of Jesus. Give me a miracle like a dream in the name of Jesus. Fill my mouth with laughter and my tongue with songs of joy in the name of Jesus. Thank you, my Father. In Jesus' name we have prayed. I pray in the name that is above all names, that all your lost fortunes shall be restored. In the name of Jesus, God will make happen for you miracles like a dream. You will be like those who dream. Your mouth shall be filled with laughter, and your tongue shall be filled with songs of joy. In the name of Jesus, you will share new testimonies this month. You will have new things to Christian, and the name of the Lord will be glorified. God will do new things in your life. You won't tell old stories. You will have something new to sing about. In Jesus' precious name. Amen. I invite my esteemed listener to support Daily Impact with Grace Mann. Support this program with your prayers. Pray for the program and pray for me. Support this program by forwarding the message and sharing the link with your contacts. Support this program financially. Let your financial donations be sent to the Zenith Bank account number 12161004 56. The account name is Daily Impact with Grace Mann. The Lord bless you as you do. For your question, your comment, your counseling needs, or testimonies, get in touch with me through this number, 080-2323-2474. Until I come your way again tomorrow for another exciting edition of our program, I am Yemi Grace Mann Adulaju, wishing you a very glorious day, and the Lord bless you.